Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, there's that heat flavor. I like it. Crank it up, Solana.
Oh, I'm excited. Man.
Game night.
Excited.
2 hours away. 5 o'clock hour, by the way, is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Jump around for some Funky Buddha.
Jump around if you give me one of these darn hard seltzers.
Jump around.
Blood. Oh, that blood orange so heavy. Only
Jump
90
around.
Funking calories.
And it's I hard to say that without getting in trouble.
I tried to stick it out, but yes. Boy, they got some. Tap rooms open. Oh, my goodness. Funky Buddha makes me happy.
It is a game night. By the way, $7.90 the ticket. Will go into the Heat pregame show at 5:45 tonight. Our plan for this hour, the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour, is 15 minutes of Heat, which we do every day around 5:15. We will have Cornbread Maxwell, who's one of the Celtics broadcasters now. We'll talk Heat Celtics game two with him. And then when we're done with Cornbread, when we come back, me and Crowder, we'll be on 560, and the Heat pregame show will be on 790. By the way, speaking of 560, the Joe wants to send you to see a Dolphins game at Hard Rock Stadium, courtesy of Dade County Federal Credit Union. Dade County Federal Credit Union, the preferred credit union of the Miami Dolphins. For more info, you can go to fincu.com. If you want a chance to win the Dolphins tickets, log on right now to WQAM.com, and you can register right there, WQAM.com, and that is how you do it, win those Dolphins tickets. All right, let's get headlines here in the 5 o'clock hour from Alejandro Solana.
Guys, we're 2 hours away from
Game 2 of the Heat
and Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. It's still amazing to say that, right? The Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Even talking to Jax, where you asked him last segment, Crowder, like, yeah, they're announcing Jimmy Butler and stuff. Did you really think that we'd be up 1-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals? I know I didn't. I've got no shame in telling you. I know I didn't.
I remember being scared of Milwaukee.
Hell, yeah.
I was terrified before that series.
I wasn't certain that they were anything better than a first-round playoff appearance. This is, you know, before the season. I didn't think Bam Adebayo was an all-star. I didn't know that Tyler Hero was going to be a killer. Like, I just didn't know about this team. But, man, do they have something fun on their hands.
And Duncan got a game coming up, trust me. Duncan got
he needs one
coming up.
He needs one after game one.
I'm telling you, he got one coming up, and I can't wait.
That's the scariest part about this team, right? Like, their biggest offensive threat throughout the entire season hasn't performed in the playoffs, which is scary to think about.
When he does, right? Look out.
I'm telling you, he's going to drop him about 9-1 night. He's going to drop him 9-3. Yeah.
The Marlins did play earlier. They lost to the Boston Red Sox. I believe 5-3 was your final score, just pulling it up here very quickly.
Yep.
Thursday night football tonight, Bengals at Browns, 8:20 p.m. The Browns still favored by 6 points.
Hey, how about this? Baker Mayfield throws an interception, -140.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
Are they playing the Bengals?
Yeah. Hmm. Let me see what Joe Burrow is. Hold on. Joe Burrow throws an interception is -200. So,
Baker's bad.
I don't know how much of that I'll be watching because I'll be watching the Heat.
Oh, Browns Bengals over Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals. Hawk, I don't think anybody's watching that game tonight.
Yeah. Well, certainly not in Miami. All right, anything else, Solana?
By the way, the Marlins, they begin a 5-game set against the Nationals tomorrow. They actually have a doubleheader against Washington. Game one is tomorrow, 5:10 p.m. from Marlins Park. Finally, guys.
Somebody says, I thought House of Pain, Jump Around, was associated with Boston. That is funny. They are a Boston group. But they play that to start every fourth quarter at the American Airlines Arena. So.
Not the fourth quarter anymore. They play that before the game, but not the fourth quarter anymore.
Oh, really? They don't do that anymore?
They do swag surf now. Start off the
what
fourth quarter.
What is that?
Quarter. Yeah. You got to swag, and then you got to surf. You got to swag.
That's a song?
Yeah, do I have that?
Yeah.
Lil Wayne.
It's a little,
I've never heard of that.
It's a little young for you, Hawk.
Yeah, I don't know anything really after House of Pain.
We'll do that. We'll do that before the show ends. I'll get swag surf. We'll do a little swag surf. Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
All right. Finally, guys, Red Lobster just announced they're adding a Mountain Dew margarita to their menu.
So I've never been there. I know this is a shocking admission for some because there's this thing going around Twitter that's who has the best bread. Mm-hmm. And we do, by the way, cornbread, Maxwell, coming up in 5 minutes. Yes.
If you are about to say you've never been to Red Lobster, don't say it because we're gonna lose friendship.
No, I've never been there.
Hawk.
I've never been there. Hawk.
This is the most disappointed I've ever been in you. You've never
so
been
I've
to
never
Red
had
Lobster?
I've never had the cheddar biscuit things, except we've bought the mix a couple times, my wife and I, at the grocery store, because they sell the Red Lobster biscuit mix. But I've never had it at the restaurant.
I'm disappointed in you. You know what? I owe you.
It's good?
I owe you to go into a restaurant with my full Dolphin uniform on, and I would like to request that it's Red Lobster that we go to.
So we can kill two birds
with one stone.
All right, I'll go. I mean, I didn't think it was that good. I've always been told it's not very good.
Red Lobster? Man,
I think you're looking at it through a child's mind here. I know what you're about to say.
That was Joe Stone Crab when I was about 9.
Right. Okay. Well, wait till you walk in there at 36.
I ain't been there in about 4 or 5 years. I'm not gonna.
I don't know if it's gonna have the same effect.
Does it still smell like mop water? Has anybody been? Please text in. Is mop water still on the menu?
Anything else, Solana?
I've never been to Red Lobster either, by the way.
Neither one of y'all?
Nope.
You know what? To be honest, cornbread's coming up. I'm not going to ask about Red Lobster.
You should ask them.
I have to tell you,
I think it's a Jew thing. I think Jews don't go there. Yeah.
Not a big fan of Red Lobster. Well, there we go.
Am I right, Solana?
I don't want to speak for Jews, but I specifically, my family, we never, and there's a Red Lobster around the corner. We just never went to Red Lobster.
I feel comfortable speaking for all Jews.
Okay.
I've been criticized for speaking for black people, but I'm going to keep it rolling. Come on, Solana, jump on the boat, man. Just speak for your people.
All right, fine. Yeah, Jews don't go to Red Lobster.
Yeah,
we've been doing that for five years, man. Just
anything else, Solana?
By the way, no way those cheddar biscuits better than challah. I'll speak for all Jews when I say that.
Oh, we got Rosh Hashanah dinner tomorrow night, and Solana likes the raisins in the challah. Get out of here with that nonsense. I walk right out of the Rosh Hashanah dinner if they put raisins in that challah.
For a raisin, you'll leave?
Yeah, it ruins the challah. It ruins it. All right, Solana, we got to wrap this up. Do you have anything else?
Just we'll move to weather. 100% chance of heat.
Heat! All right, Cornbread Maxwell is going to join us for 15 minutes of heat here coming up momentarily.
I have been telling y'all about Lubeck Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet for years. I go to Lubeck Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet. My good friend Eric Nunez, he always hooks me up. You know I got my Silverado. You know I got my Suburban out front. Eric told me now there are a lot of fake deals and fake pricing going on right now. I am here to tell you that Lubeck Road Chevrolet has the lowest prices, and the price you see is the price you get. You're not going to get down there and they're going to double the price and add all this crap on. Lubeck Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, they have not been selling Chevy since the 50s for generation after generation of families and giving you fake pricing. Stop falling for the fake price nonsense out there and just go to Lubeck Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet. They are the best. No one sells Chevys for less, and I'm talking about nobody. Lubeck Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet has thousands of new and pre-owned vehicles in stock for immediate delivery or pickup. Go down, test drive it. They have an award-winning service department, award-winning sales staff, an immaculate showroom now. You will love it. Go down to Lubeck Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet and test drive. See the wonderful people. But if you're not comfortable, go online and order it, and they'll deliver it right there to your house. Stop by Lou Back Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet because they will treat you like family and get you in a vehicle that you want for the lowest price guaranteed. Lou Back Road Chevrolet, find new roads.
This is great. Solana's mom, Deborah, has checked in via text. Not a Jewish thing. I love Red Lobster. She says to Alejandro, you never went because you say you're allergic to fish.
I'm allergic.
Well, why didn't you add that in when you said that you've never been to Red Lobster, that you're allergic to fish?
Well, I'm not really allergic. I just tell people I'm allergic.
Your okay. mom says you're not allergic, so you're allergic.
He's been working a bag of bits for his entire life. All right, 15 minutes of heat. Cornbread Maxwell is going to join us. And then when we're done with Cornbread, if you want to listen to our final segment, we will be on 560 WQAM The Joe exclusively, and the Heat pregame show will begin on 790 The Ticket. So Cornbread Maxwell, 15 minutes of heat next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show. Hock and Crowder.
Is this it, Crowder?
Yeah, man, it's a swag surfing.
Had no idea.
You've heard this at the Heat games.
Let's go.
I don't get to go to the games like you and Solana do. I live a different lifestyle than y'all.
No, you don't want to make that long ass ride from Boca.
I surf.
I know the problem.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. And I would imagine a lot of people be cracking open a Funky Buddha or two in about an hour and 13 minutes when the Heat game tips off. I know I will.
I'm telling you, I had to tell my doctor. He was like, hey, no drinking for a couple of days. I said, Doc, do you understand the heater in the Eastern Conference Finals, sir? I'm going to drink
there's me no, some because you had the vasectomy yesterday. There's no drinking and leading up to it, but there's no sex afterwards, right? Don't you have to be sexless for a little while?
Yeah. 7 days, no sex with my wife or myself. Like
sometimes
nobody.
Sometimes the Heat game, I mean, it gets me in the mood. Tuesday night, I was running around this house looking for someone.
If the Heat go up 2-0, I don't know, we might just have to. You ever heard of hunching? You have closed sex?
Yeah.
we might have to do some hunching.
Well, we got Heat and Celtics game 2 tonight. So you'll hear that on 790 The Ticket. 790 The Ticket is in the Heat pregame show right now, and we've got you exclusively on 560 WQAM The Joe right now. There is a funny story. I didn't even get to this today, and I meant to, because you and I have talked about it a couple times since it was announced, and I saw this headline. It was on foxnews.com, and I fell out laughing. The headline is, Roy Jones Jr. on Mike Tyson exhibition match, quote, I made a mistake going in with him.
Yes.
Did we call this or did we call this?
The day they announced it, we called it. Bro, we're geniuses.
I fell out laughing when I saw that headline. It says Mike Tyson's return to boxing in November is supposed to be an exhibition match, but opponent Roy Jones Jr. is worried he's made a mistake. CSAC Executive Director Andy Foster first said when the match was announced in July that the bout between the two legendary fighters wasn't about taking each other's heads off. They can get into it a little bit, but I don't want people to get hurt. They know the deal, he said at the time. But Jones seems to be concerned that Tyson didn't get the memo, telling Sky Sports over the weekend he may have, quote, made a mistake. He's still Mike Tyson. He's still one of the strongest, most explosive people who ever touched a boxing ring. If anything, I made a mistake going in with him. He's the bigger guy. He's the explosive guy. He's going to have all the first round fireworks, not me. And it goes on that his apprehension follows remarks Tyson made last month when he called the match, quote, a search and destroy. Roy Jones Jr. is in an exhibition and then he sees Mike Tyson training and now Mike Tyson's calling it a search and destroy mission. And I'm telling you, when I saw that headline, Roy Jones Jr. on Mike Tyson exhibition match, quote, I made a mistake going in with him. But he can't back out of it, right? He's still Roy Jones Jr.
Hell no, you can back out of it. Yes, you can back out of it. Yeah, man. hey, I'm fighting for fun and this dude trying to kill me. No, I'm not going to do it. You know what? I'll tell you this. Like right now, Joey Porter, because he's the craziest, like the literally unhinged person I know and play with. I wouldn't fight Joey right now because I don't give a damn how out of shape he is. He's going to turn into a pit bull at some point.
No, but if you had accepted, if you accepted a charity match with Joey Porter because it was sold to you as something and people were talking about it and they were talking about this is going to be great, Crowder and Joey Porter, and then you would back out of it if you decided he was taking it too seriously. Like, it's not that you wouldn't take it. You've already taken it. Roy Jones Jr. is a boxer. He's a fighter. He already accepted the fight. Mm-hmm. You can't back out because you're scared.
Yeah, you can.
You know you can't.
You know what I do? I call Joey and I say, JP, I say, Peasy, are we really going to hit each other or are we doing this for the check? And if Peasy said, no, bro, we getting after it. I said, I'm out.
He goes, it's a search and destroy mission.
I'll tell you, you know what? I'll tell you something that happened more recent. Remember, did you hear the rumor that Brandon Marshall was about to start trying to box?
No.
He wanted to box, and he was going to get a box with, what's the big crazy dude's name that just got beat by Fury? Wilder.
Oh, why Deontay Wilder against Brandon Marshall?
Brandon Marshall was about to fight Deontay Wilder, and I was at his house, and it was some dudes over there. Brandon has a little circle of people. Iman Shumpert was one of the guys on the other side of the fence talking about B. Marsh. Yeah, man. Go teach him what you made of, bro. Show him what Pittsburgh's about. And everybody and everybody's amping him up. And it was me and Philip Wheeler. And we were sitting in the corner. And I said,
bruh,
Phil.
No.
I said, Phil, does Brandon know that he's going to punch back? And after everybody
and he's a boxer. Like, he's a real boxer.
Everybody amped up B. Marsh's head. I said, B. Marsh, I'm going to be there front row, bro, for you. But when you get your ass knocked out, I'm going to say I told you so. Because this man has been boxing since he was 6 years old, and you're just in real, real, real damn good shape. And I think I might have talked. I don't want to take credit, but I think I talked Brandon out of it when I told him, hey, man, this dude's going, he's going to swing back.
That's, yeah, I hope he doesn't fight him. That'd be crazy.
I told you I met Mike Tyson. I shook his hand, and it just felt like a cedar block when you touch his hand. I said, no way I'd fight.
Oh, Mike Tyson's going to kill Roy Jones. He's going to kill
him. He's short. Tyson's about 5'10". I had Tyson by 5-6 inches.
Yep.
But he was a solid rock, and his hands were like cedar blocks. And I said, man, I don't even want to be around him because he might get upset.
Heat Celtics tonight. The line is still 2.5. Heat are 2.5-point underdogs. Heat are favorite now, by the way, for the series. They're up 1-0. They are a -150 favorite for the series. Celtics are +125. Cornbread Maxwell, just heard from him. He's got the Celtics winning the series. But I would imagine a lot of Heat fans feel otherwise, as do we. So there's your schedule. You got the Heat game will be on 790, the ticket, tonight. Coming up on 560, the Joe at 6 o'clock, just a few minutes from now, will be Zach Krantz and the Nose. A little fantasy football for you.
Yeah.
Zach and the Nose coming up 6 o'clock on 560, the Joe. And then tomorrow, obviously, we have our Friday Spectacular on Hockman and Crowder, and it's always a jam-packed show. We'll obviously, hopefully, be reacting to a Heat victory, but of course, we'll talk some fantasy football with Jamie Eisenberg tomorrow. We'll do some gambling with Lee Sterling. We will take a little trip to Viva Hock Vegas,
hey,
where Crowder was a big $100 winner last week. We got a lot of stuff on tap, so obviously, we're going to have some fun tomorrow, so make sure that you're listening. But again, Heat and Celtics tonight, 790 the ticket. The tip-off is 1 hour and 5 minutes away. Zach and the Nose coming up on 560 The Joe with all your fantasy football talk. That'll do it for us today. Thank you, Cornbread Maxwell. Jason Jackson was excellent. Eric Wood, former Buffalo Bill. Don Bailey Jr., always great. All those interviews posted on the radio.com app. Just use the rewind feature. Go back and listen. That'll do it for us. Nice job on the board, Jay Fig. We will speak with you mañana.
Brad, I almost died laughing. Pet health insurance.
That's a white thing.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need, 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 need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need.